If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And I believe Shindaddy is traveling back today from the 808, Bill.
Today he's coming back from the 808. He was going through Vegas and then back into Omaha. So he will be up and running. He has a plan put together for tomorrow.
Oh, he does.
He'll be up and running tomorrow. Yes. Imagine that. That's quite a trip back, Jake. You know what that's like.
I do.
He'll still be up and running tomorrow.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a day off before I came back to work. We got back Saturday, Sunday recovery day, Monday back to work. Shindaddy, nope. recovery day. Back
no recovery.
To work tomorrow.
Right back at it.
You were on the Big Island?
Big Island. I was. Yes, I was.
Literally confused by that whole thing.
Have you received any photos from Shindaddy Bill at all?
There was some photos, not a lot. I just kind of let them be. They're on vacation.
You do you.
Yep, yep. You be you.
You're good about that. You don't expect a lot of that crap. Yeah.
I'm not. You don't have to document everything.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm anti all of that.
I think we're close to anti everything.
I think I am getting close.
I'm getting close.
I think in the group chat of our various travels, the only thing we've really gotten is, of course, Bill with the Canadian flag,
which was glorious.
That picture.
One of the funniest pictures. Sometimes I just look at it for a laugh.
We got a picture of Sip with an empty plate of food one time, I think, in Kansas City or somewhere. You took the aftermath picture instead of the before picture.
Yeah, barbecue.
That's essentially it for our...
Yeah, we're not.
We don't send
to each other. No, and we just leave each other account. Let them be. We don't.
I'm very thankful you sent the Canadian flag one. That really means a lot to us.
I just gotten into Canada.
The picture shows up every month once somewhere.
It'll come up again.
Missing Tooth Greg weighed in.
What do you say
on the show? Despite your
criticism of the weather,
Greg, you brought it upon yourself. This is on you,
meteorologist. Missing Tooth Greg.
The only thing Reggie Jackson had in his pocket was a pack of smokes.
This may have been. I don't know.
It's true. There you go.
Midwest Bank. Still operating without Shindaddy, but back to normal tomorrow.
Back to normal tomorrow.
So we'll have activity at the bank
tomorrow.
Yes,
we will. Absolutely.
Oh. Looking forward to that. It's ready to roll. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I was doing a little research yesterday.
What were you researching?
I was doing some reading.
At Blur.
I had my computer out for 4 hours.
I thought maybe Jake was in a chair with a book with some glasses on.
No, I was not
having a tea.
I wasn't reading like that. I was reading off the computer.
Okay.
Some different articles out there.
You set up your computer.
I had it out.
There's Wi-Fi?
There's Wi-Fi.
I think
I
Get
worked
out.
From 11 to 3 pretty much straight for 4 hours. And then I stood up and had some fun after that.
Well, there's activity all around you.
Yes. Yeah, I was on the couch. It was a nice, comfortable couch. Several couches at Blur. I was watching the games and also
working. That's a young person thing, by
the way.
It
is.
Because that's not the way we work.
I'm going to say yesterday, if I'd have been like Jake, to go over to do the show, then go to Blur and stay there until, and you arrive back here at 9 o'clock,
yep.
And then his hat got blown off.
Like, yeah.
There's a chance, where would I be?
ER.
I'd be in the ER. I'd have to be in the ER. It would be, I couldn't hold up with that.
There's that. Yeah. There's the fatigue. But also, what I was getting at, Bill, and where Jake, I'm telling you, I worked with young people like you. I couldn't set up on a couch at a party and work.
I was locked in.
The guys that I worked with, though, the younger, like 30, early 30, late 20s guys, they could work anywhere. They just set their computer on their lap and start work. I'm like, this is it for the day.
Oldest daughter, Sydney, can do it.
Yeah.
Middle daughter, Olivia, no. She needs complete everything isolation.
That's how
focus.
I am.
Sydney's just like, she could be bartending and doing a paper over here just like this. We need some 2 bucks.
I want to see that happen. I mean, I want to see that.
She
can
do that. Yeah.
Parker Gabriel's like
the
that.
Number of times she'd be like about midnight or something. She goes, when she was still in college, I got to knock this paper out. I'm like, midnight, still people have, like, she'd be typing, doing her stuff.
Don't worry, I got
people
this.
People can do that.
Yeah, it's insane.
I don't know how you do that.
I was locked in.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so what were you studying?
Sorry,
I was studying Husker Online on 3.
Hut up!
And, they've been doing an off-season thing of ranking the different positions in the Big Ten, the different
Husker
players.
Online.
Husker Online, yes, you guys have. Yeah. Husker Online. And I noticed, no surprise, that they were going through the kickers. Nebraska does not have a top five kicker in the league. But we have talked about getting over the hump as a program. Nebraska's been in many close games over the years, and they really haven't had a reliable kicker for a while. John Hole had some great kicks against Ohio State last year. That was great. But in terms of for the season, remember the Purdue game was not good for the kicking game. Nebraska wins that game. But my question is, Nebraska has to prove they can win games in the clutch. Do they have the kicker to win in the clutch this year? Because I think right now we don't know who's going to kick for this team.
It'll be either Kyle Cunanan or John Hole.
We don't know.
No, there'll be a bad. They'll compete.
Now, Hole's due to injury, right? Is that correct?
John Hole is coming off injury. He didn't. Yeah, he wasn't. If he did anything in spring, it wasn't much. Eckler. You know, he's the new special teams coordinator. Right, Mike Eckler brought in Kyle Cunanan, who was the kicker at Charlotte, spent the spring at Cal, never kicked for Cal, was just there in the spring. And then he was a guy that Eckler recruited. Cunanan will also be the backup punter behind the Aussie. Now, he's a pocket guy, but I think Bill would back me on this. You don't have to have all of your scheme be rollouts.
You have a plan to get
a pocket.
Basically, to get a ball out.
You have a pocket plan.
Yeah. Hey, we have to get this ball out. We gotta gain yardage, get it out. They'll have a great plan for it. That won't be a big deal. And then also, here's the thing. If you bring in a kicker.
They did.
Scholarship kicker.
Yep, they did.
Then from the portal, he's planned to be the starter.
Yes.
I mean,
I think you're
that's it. In general. I'm just saying
you're right.
If you bring people in.
I don't want to say John Hole's out of it.
No, not at all. But I'm just saying that is that in general, when you're bringing people in
100.
Out of the portal that have kicked in other places,
right.
You're kind of counting on him.
Right.
You know, be able to do that.
Yes.
And now there's always some different ones I saw where, where was it? Michigan took a quarterback out of the portal. I think it's from East Carolina. Had not performed real well. Garcia was his name. And he clearly will probably be their third. I think he's just simply like, hey, take the guy because he's played football. Let's have him be our third quarterback.
Yeah.
Type of that, thing. Yeah. So that can happen. So I can push back on myself on that one. That sometimes they do bring someone in.
No, they didn't do that with Cunanan, though.
But
Cunanan they brought in.
If he was scheduled to go there and scheduled to be the starting kicker at Cal and then leaves Cal, that means at least he knows one thing. The competition is wide open.
Yes.
He's been told the competition, I'm sure, is wide open.
Yeah, it'll be either Hole or him. And my guess is Cunanan. Now, Hole did make 9 of his last 10 last
year.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
He finished well.
There wouldn't have been an injury. I don't think there would even be a discussion, would he?
I don't know that, Bill. I don't want to speculate. Yeah. You might be right. The injury was a factor. Alvano's still on the team. We'll see on Alvano. I think it's between Cunanan and John Hole.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And now how will that be? I don't know. Cunanan's numbers don't blow your doors off, but you have to trust Eckler on this. Eckler, again, recruited him to come to Tennessee. Didn't go to Tennessee. His numbers, he was 9 for 15 in 2023, kicking field goals. And then 5 for 5 last year. And then I think what happened was, and he decided to at redshirt. So whatever. Mm. So what tallied up 14
5 for 5 last year. That's pretty good.
Yeah. 14 for 20. The numbers don't blow you away, but obviously Eckler sees something in him.
Yeah, I think about, and I hate giving Iowa praise. You know, I don't like giving Iowa praise, but
no, you
your
do.
Home
I,
state.
No, you
when,
do.
When's the last time that Iowa had a bad kicker? Or you could, where you couldn't trust
it's
their
been
kicking
a while.
Game. They
mm-hmm.
all, I mean, for the lack of their offense to, you know, score points, their defense of course is always good. And they just tear you apart with special teams, punting and kicking. They make everything. Drew Stevens, again, got pulled in the game two years ago here in Lincoln, and then the backup made the winning kick. But
had
last
never
year,
made a kick. He never kicked in a game, made the winning.
He did.
Barely kind of. But then last year, Stevens drills a 50-plus yarder in the cold in Iowa City to beat Nebraska.
It was amazing.
That kick, because there was a penalty. They
yes, they moved
five,
it back
moved
five
it back
yards.
Five, and I go, they can't make this.
Bam. Whoop.
Drilled it.
Boom.
Yeah.
No, Stevens is a dude.
Like, those guys just know they're going to make their kicks.
Yeah.
They hardly ever miss, especially if in the clutch.
That's what you long for.
Nebraska has, I mean, it's been a long time since you had, hey, clutch kick, we got to have it. We got to have it. This is the guy.
Come on, Jake, dig in. Who is the last one? Is it Alex Henry? Is that, you got to go that far back?
I mean, Drew Brown wasn't on his level. Drew Brown was good, but he wasn't Alex Henry's level.
Drew Brown was reliable,
though. He was.
Yeah.
Pat Smith was only here for 1 year.
He was reliable.
And he had big kicks against Penn State.
He didn't kick a lot of field goals that year, but he was reliable.
What you really want in your kicker is when you get into a good spot, you make the kicks you have to make. It's not one of those deals where it's like, he's awesome. If we get, he can hit from 62 today. That doesn't interest me. It does to have that end of game or some type of situation. I want to be able to have that type of firepower. What I really want is somebody to put it through the pipes when we're at the 22-yard line.
You're going
to
kill me.
What?
Uh-oh.
I don't want to get out over my skis, but.
Don't say it.
I'm going to. At Nebraska, with that way the wind swirls, tell me I'm wrong. You need a kicker who's very consistent with this technique.
And I think that's what
everywhere.
Why would I kill you for that?
Particularly
at Nebraska,
there's
because the wind swirls like hell.
There's a swirling wind. There's effects to it, and it really depends on, like I said, which where there's more when it's out of the north. The north wind causes more issues than the south wind does.
Does it? Why?
Yeah, just how it comes. I've just been through that before, and the wind's howling out of the north. It's a crazy. Even on kickoffs, it creates some different looks for it. But you want to, what you want is someone that, hey, we got three. And the times when you have like that, hey, we got stopped at the 24-yard line or at the 19, and then we don't get three, that's your death. That's your death. Because rarely are you in a you're not in a bunch of times where it's like, hey, listen, we have to probably, today we're probably going to have to hit four or five kicks over 50. No, that's not what you, just make sure you can make your kicks.
Yeah, okay, this is what I was getting at, Bill. And again, I don't like to talk like I'm a coach, but I've talked to coaches for a long time. It's just like a golf swing. Some guys are just inconsistent with their swing, inconsistent with their technique. Aren't you looking for a guy that's consistent with his technique all the time?
Yeah, everything, plant foot. I mean, plant foot, everything it is, and then how to adjust if a ball's not quite on the spot, the things that happen, your vision, you know, obviously everything that goes with it, with your timing. There's so many little things that go with it. And then there's sometimes I'll go back and watch, and it's kind of like, I'll be honest with you, there's sometimes you look in slow motion on film and stuff. It's like, I'm not even sure how you missed it. Not really sure why. I mean,
really?
Because the ball just,
the human element
pushes out a foot right or something. You go back and you watch the plant foot, and I watch the ball being down, and I watch the placement, all those different things. And I'm like, nothing really seems that off. And so, that's why, and then when things are going good, I would say like nothing. I know we're 10 for 10. But just remember this, this, and this. I just let him be. Now, all I used to ever say to him was just stay in your routine. Now, if something happened, a whistle blows or whatever, start your whole routine over again. Whatever it was, stay in your routine with exactly what you do. And that's what I would talk to the holders about. And the snapper, as far as like when he would actually put hands on the ball, when he would address the ball. So the timing was just always the same. Because what you don't want to have happen is that front group is all ready to go. And the kicker's not, and so the holder's kind of holding off and waiting like that. It's like you kind of wait for like that, and that you signal the snapper, which means, okay, game on. Boom, he's got the ball. We know exactly the routine. So he knows me, takes the ball, spins it, whatever. He knows within that much time, the ball, we're going to snap it, we're going to go to have those things. And people worry about so much about balls being blocked and having a different cadence and a double tap and that stuff, and there's some value
double
to that.
Tap.
But you know what I want to have? I want to have my unit ready to go and do it with the timing that they need, because if we protect it the way we should protect it, we'll be fine.
When was Maher?
What's that?
He was after Henry, right?
Okay.
Right after Henry. Yeah. So
right, back to back.
He was reliable.
Back to back NFL kicker.
So Maher was reliable.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Maher's in that category for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So that gets to about 2016?
No, before that. Maher was gone before 2016, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was before Pat Smith, and that was 2013 or 14. Yeah, I think Maher was done in 2012.
Okay. Pat Smith was reliable.
He was for one season.
He was 12 for 13.
He was very good, and he had big
12 for 13?
I'm kind of like Rain Man.
Time I'm drawing that, but
it's really low.
Was it COVID year? Or the year?
Yeah, Connor Culp.
Connor Culp was the Big Ten kicker of the year.
He was.
So, he was reliable.
Yeah, he's Big Ten Kicker of the Year.
Yeah, he was
next
reliable.
Next year was not quite as good, but anyway, it was the kicker of the year.
Culp was good. Yeah.
Same thing.
So
not a big leg. Not a big leg. Connor, I really enjoyed.
I think
coaching.
He made what, a 50-yarder against Oklahoma, right?
Then he lost it.
He made a long kick against Oklahoma.
Rain Man again. Pat Smith, 12 for 13.
I didn't realize he missed one kick that year.
12 for 13.
He was really good. One season. And he was right after
Connor
Maher.
Culp. Connor Culp was good in one season and then lost his way.
Didn't do as good the second year.
Yeah, he lost his way. He's from Louisiana, right?
Yep. He was our backup kicker on the national championship team.
Hello.
Yes.
He's got a ring.
Connor Culp, Nebraska.
Absolutely love him. Great young man.
Getting his stats?
I can.
Oh,
yes,
I thought you were pulling it up. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's 12 for 15.
His first year?
2020.
Be about right, 2020.
Yeah, 2020, the COVID year.
Yes, he was the Big Ten kicker of the year. Yeah. He was 13 of 15 on field goals.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yes.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty
really
solid.
Good. Really good.
So it wasn't that long ago.
No.
That's not that long ago.
That's not that long ago. Yeah. 2020. 2020, they had a reliable kicker.
Yes. But, you want that every single year. I know it's hard to ask for.
It shouldn't
but,
be.
But Iowa can do it. Iowa does it every freaking year. We got a guy that just rolled up, made a 58-yarder like there was nothing.
You have an Iowa complex.
The guys that stand out to me the most in this league is Iowa and Michigan.
Michigan's always got
Michigan's always got
Well, Jim banned for life from college. Not life, but effectively.
Yeah.
He is a great – their special teams were extraordinary across the board, right?
Yeah, just top That's to Jim. Bottom, just alignment, head coach alignment.
Jim's a great coach.
Things. Yes.
Jim's a great coach.
No chance if your special teams, he'd be like going, no big whoop. No, he'd be on top.
Their specials were great. Yeah. Jim's banned, though.
Yeah.
But you know what? He got a title, though. He walked away a winner. Now he's in the NFL. So
banned.
When we come back, Dak Prescott
crazy
needs to win a title for his sanity. We'll discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.